Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I'm back with another video. This is a special video, considering things are where they are, and I apparently, according to this voice in my head or whatever, have one day left to live. Now, I don't actually believe that, but let's assume it were true for a second. And I'm not trying to be morbid, I'm actually trying to blow your fucking mind. And you're going to really think about things after I say what I've said. I don't care what kind of knowledge you have, what you've experienced, anything like that. There's a lot of information here in this specific article, which was released on July the 31st by the India Times, from a scientist who seems to have a good grasp on these subjects to pretty much solidify the things that I am going to tell you. Okay, now, let's get into it. The article here is, basically, it says, scientists think that death does not exist. It's an illusion of our consciousness. Now, we're going to go through the whole article. When it comes to the mysteries of our universe and human life, the biggest mysteries that many are curious but also clueless... The biggest mystery that many are curious but also clueless about is death. Religions have called death the only truth in afterlife as the gift of or curse that we get depending on our conduct on this planet. But none of this has been proven. No one really knows what lies ahead. However, one American medical doctor and scientist, Robert Lanza, in his book Biocentrism, states that death could actually be a door to an endless number of universes. He calls the phenomenon biocentrism, a mechanism of sorts that results in all physical possibilities. Biocentrism also emphasizes the fact that it's not the universe that has created humans, but it's actually us who have given birth to the universe as we know it. In a conversation with Huffington Post, Lanza revealed that biocentrism tells that space and time are just tools our minds use to weave information together into a comprehensive experience like language for consciousness. He firmly believes in the many worlds theory, which I do as well, and states that death doesn't exist in these scenarios since all of these possibilities are taking place at the same time, and the only reason we feel alive is because of the energy operating in our brains. And a rather good casual example, he calls death like finishing a good TV series. You can experience different stories, different characters, and of course different endings from the vast library that all the universe holds, and at the end of them all, it's still you. It's kind of like a giant visual novel in a way, guys. You know, Eroge might just be a little more than a couple of hentai scenes and a good plot, right? It might just be your life. You experience different characters, right? We're going on different character paths. You die in one path, you come back in another. And there's actually a lot of non-Eroge, like Remember 11, of course, Ever 17, stuff like that that deals with the many worlds theory and really kind of breaks it down. Io, of course, which the secret of Io, I don't want to spoil it, but it's pretty fucking fascinating. And if you really understand the many worlds theory, you'll understand what happened in the ending. Most people said, oh, it was over my head, I don't get it. Well, they don't understand the many worlds theory. If they did, they're like, oh. Because, you know, some people want a true end. And the problem with Io is there is no true end because there is no end. I know, I've just kind of spoiled it for you, right? But when you break it down, it's almost beautiful because you find out exactly, you know, what they're trying to say and what, you know, this beautifully crafted story was trying to tell us, even though you watch the same fight about 50 million times, and that can get boring. But it is extremely fascinating. According to him, it's just the energy. And as per the laws of physics, energy can neither be created or destroyed. It just shifts from one state to another. When we die, there's a break in our linear connection of times and places. And strangely, he says, our linear concept of time means nothing to nature. Who is this Robert Lanza guy? Like, you guys want to know? Well, I mean, Robert Lanza, I don't know about him. In case you were thinking it's some rando mankind making stuff up, he's actually quite learned. Lanza is currently the head of the Astellas Global Regenerative Medicine and chief scientific officer of the Astellas Institute for Regenerative Medicine. Keep in mind, this is the same thing that we were talking about before with the frog robots that are able to reproduce. like an infinite amount of times, and they're thinking about using them for regenerative medicine, which can cure a lot of problems with the body. So that's pretty fascinating. He specializes in research around stem cells and has recently also dived deep into the fields of quantum mechanics and astrophysics, which quantum mechanics played a big role in Io as well. So all this seems to tie together, guys. And recently has also dived deep into the field, where he also came up with the theory of biocentrism. Lanza is the recipient of numerous awards, including Time Magazine's 2014 Time 100 list of the most 100 people, most influential people in the world, Prospect Magazine 2015 list of the top 50 world thinkers, and the Marquis Who's Who 2018 Lifetime Achievement Award, as well as the 2010 National Institute of Health Director Award for translating basic science discoveries into new and better treatments, among several others. So this is definitely a man that is well-learned, well-studied, and knows what the hell he's talking about. It goes without saying that this is his perspective on the concept of death, and like many other concepts, it's not absolute. The only way we'll ever experience the truth is when our time's up, so it's best to live our life or simulation the best we can for ourselves and others until someone reaches the series finale. Now, there's something very interesting I want to talk to you about that. We're going to go back to what I said in the beginning. Okay, imagine if I do die. Like, oh my god, like tomorrow, just whatever. Whether it be the pulmonary embolism, or cystic fibrosis, or a heart attack, or stroke, hemorrhage, you know, like, all the different little things that my mind is has created to try to say you're going to die from, you know, because of anxiety. Well, imagine if that did happen. So, of course, a lot of you guys would be really upset. There might even be a couple videos or something. Oh, you know, Grimm was a really good guy. I miss him and stuff like that. However, me, I don't know that I died. And I'm not talking about, like, I'm a ghost. I'm talking about I literally went through December the 2nd, got through the day, didn't die. It was no big deal. However, when I went to bed, I did die in my sleep. But I woke up, but I didn't wake up in the same world. I woke up in a different universe, a different reality that is like 0.1% different than my other reality. And if you believe in the multiple worlds theory, that means that there is an infinitesimal amount of worlds with only a 0.001% difference. They're so small that you wouldn't be able to tell. Like, in one world, a leaf that is brown is actually fucking green. You know, it happens to be a green leaf in one world, but everything else is completely the same. Just that one little leaf is green or brown. Or one little patch of grass happens to be a different color in the world. Or one coat that was blue in one world happens to be brown in another. That's what we're talking about here. An infinitesimal amount of worlds and realities. So what I'm saying is, maybe all of us have died. Like, I'm saying we've all died, but we've died to that world. Like, people miss us and they mourn us in that world, you know, and even people that have died in this world, like, say, Michael Jackson, or maybe Michael Jackson actually lived in another world. Maybe he woke up and they were able to fix him, you know, the propofol, you know, that they put in him. Maybe that actually fixed him. Maybe a lot of these other people, Prince, you know, maybe Prince actually was able to get rehab for his abilities, and he's now living in another world, and he's, you know, heading on towards his 60s. There's a lot of things that could happen. But, I mean, if we follow the theory, there's a good possibility that many of us could have died and just woke up in another world. Like, we don't know. I mean, when I wake up and I'm in world 0.001853, you know, and I was in 0.01854, I'm not going to be able to tell that much of a difference. I mean, the president's going to be the same, you know, my room's going to be the same when I wake up, people are going to act the same, because I'm not going to know, and they're not going to act any different, right? They're going to be the same as I remember them. But the only thing that's different is there might be one person that's got a pair of their blue jeans, or, let's see, basically, they instead of a pair of blue jeans, they have a pair of black jeans. And one pair. Everything else is just the same as it was in 1.84, except in 1.83, they just happened to have a pair of black jeans. That's all. They just decided to pick a pair of black jeans. Everything else is completely the same. And that's what we're talking about here with multiple worlds. Everybody thinks it's like Sliders, where there's like, I'm sure there are worlds where it's that fucking different. But I don't think those are the worlds we come into. A lot of people say, oh, we're in the worst timeline. And I don't know, maybe I wound up in a pretty crazy timeline. And, you know, your memories of me or my memories of you, maybe that's all in my head. Maybe I don't know. It's really bizarre how we interact with each other. If this whole universe is just concocted around that. But yeah, energy cannot be created or destroyed. That's one very important rule of physics. So it makes an awful lot of sense. And I've always wondered, you know, what if one day you wake up and you go to bed, you die in your sleep, you wake up and you're going to school. Like, oh, I'm a kid again. Or you don't know you're a kid. You just wake up and you're in a kid's body. You're thinking about, oh, okay, I guess I'm going to play Fortnite. I mean, some of us probably don't want that because they'd be like, oh, man, I want to be like an adult stuff. But yeah, your whole existence is gone in this world, but you have another one. You're a kid again. So, I mean, that could either be hell or whatever else. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a kid again. Like, not in this fucking world. But you never know. It's just different things that happen. And according to the multiple worlds theory, there's a good possibility that many of us have died. Remember when you guys have had... We've all had brushes with death. I know I have. What if you died? Like... I'm not saying that, like, you didn't know you died. Like, no, but I clearly didn't hit that truck when I was going past it. Okay, well, what if you did? And, like, just the time switched. Like, there was a different thing that happened. Maybe one person died, and there was, like, a little... The simulation happened or something. And you just popped up in another area where you were just riding right past that person. Like, you were in a vehicle, and maybe you died, but... I don't know. It's a very interesting thing. Or maybe you did die. Maybe you remember it. Maybe you had that near-death experience. And you said, well, I had a near-death experience that I got injured. And maybe you died in another world. Maybe you legit fucking died in that other world. But when you woke up, like, hold on, I'm in the hospital. Man, that was bad. I remember all the lights and all the crazy stuff. I saw my grandma And that shit was... And you're living to tell about it. But you're not actually alive in the world where you died. You're just alive in the 0.3 world instead of the 0.4 world or the 0.5 world. You know, there's so many different changes. But that's more or less what they're talking about here. That's what the many worlds theory is talking about. And I definitely believe this doctor has something here. I definitely believe that's true. Again, you can't interact with the person in the other world. They've actually proved that. They've actually done some studies on that. You can't interact with the other you. Like, everybody's like, oh, can I see myself in it? No, you can't, actually. But, like, you can't access any of that other world. That's one thing that they have talked about. There's a guy on Joe Rogan was talking about that. One of the scientists he interviewed was talking about this. He's like, no, you can't go to those other worlds. You know, I mean, you die in one, you're in another. Like, your energy just moves on. Like, you don't know it. Like, oh, okay, I'm waking up for bed. And I'm waking up for bed. That would be funny. Waking up for work. And it's another day. I guess I didn't die. But I did. But I didn't know about it. And neither did any of my surroundings. And everybody's like, hey, we're glad you didn't die, Grim. I'm glad it was just, oh, it was just in your head anyway. And yeah, it was, guys. But really and truly, I did. I just didn't realize it. What I thought was just going to be some anxiety turned out to be a real deal thing that killed me. But I just got transferred into another 0.5 or 0.3 world, you know. So this is something I've always thought about for years and years and years and years and years. And there's a lot of occult semblance in it. When I say occult, I'm not talking about sacrificing people. I'm talking about like what Grant Morrison would say. I hate even calling it occult because it just... Everybody thinks of, like, the witches and all that crazy stuff, and that's not what I'm trying to say. Like, I wish there was another word for it. But anyway, yeah, that's more or less what I'm trying to say here, and what, you know, Grant Morrison has tried to say, a lot of other people have tried to say when they talk about this kind of stuff. People don't really, we don't really understand death. I mean, we don't understand life. There's a lot of things we don't get about our world and existence. We don't really know why we're here. And yeah, there's a very good possibility that things are absolutely a simulation. And I really love this one podcast where they talk about breaking the simulation, where they basically try to do things where they can find glitches in the simulation. It's an interesting little podcast if you've got some time to kill and you're just, you know, curiosity. I'm not saying it's real, but it's interesting. You know, they find little glitches, and I remember some people that were on, what was it? It was LSD, but there was other things that they were doing, like DMT. Of course, you know, Joe Rogan talks about DMT and all that, but no, there was one guy that talked about it with Chris Ryan, and he was talking about a woman that was wrapped in zeros and ones. And I was like, oh my god. Yeah, there was a woman that was wrapped in zeros and ones that was approaching him. I was like, holy shit. This thing might literally be a goddamn computer game. Like, it could be. I could be the hero of my own goddamn visual novel. Let me tell you, it ain't been great. It ain't been great. I don't have the waifu harem I wanted. What the hell happened to that? What fucking choices did the player make that caused me to have this, not have this harem of fucking waifus, you know? It's like, no, I wanted the waifu harem ending. What do I get that? That fucking sucks. Why don't I have that waifu harem ending? But yeah. So guys, this is just a reminder that, yeah, if something does happen and I'm out of this world, that maybe I'll be in another one and you won't even know it. And both of you guys will get this video, one will be sad, one will be happy. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know, I might have died yesterday. Like, I might already be in 1.85, or I might have been in 1.83102. Like, we don't know how many damn different little times we've kicked the bucket on these little weak-ass bodies that we have. So, I don't know, man. I just thinking. I came across this article, and I was like, wow, that's pretty fascinating. Because that's the way I've always kind of thought about it. And that's why I don't like the whole idea of fearing death, you know, like the evil voice coming to you and stuff. Because that's just not how this universe works. You know, I just don't think that's how the universe works. I don't think the universe wants us to fear the transition. Everything lives and dies. Like, I think it even happens with animals. Like, an animal that dies in one wakes up in another. Oh, my beloved dog died, but it's there in another world. I mean, it's there with you and your other world self that you can't ever fucking visit. But it's there, according to science. Now, don't get all upset and cry because you've lost loved ones that, oh, but I wish I could go to that other world and visit them. But just remember that hopefully, you know, we can take some comfort in the fact that maybe they're doing pretty good over there. Like, you know, maybe they're lost and, you know, things didn't work out, but maybe they survived and they get to have happy memories in the other world, you know. That's just one thing I've always thought about, you know, because I've lost a lot of people that meant a lot to me in life. And, while I don't believe anything's going to happen to me tomorrow, or the day at, well, I mean, by the time I get up for work, it'd be that day. So, yeah, I don't believe anything's going to happen to me on that specific day. I will say that, you know, if I wake up, or if I just go through and like, oh yeah, okay, I'm fine, there might be a good possibility that in this world or another world or whatever, I did die. And like, well, Grimm was right. But then again, the other world, oh, Grimm was wrong. So there you go. There's something to really fucking rack your brain over tonight while you're trying to determine whether or not you're alive. Am I alive or am I dead? I don't know, you know, it's one of those really crazy things that'll fuck with your head. Then you have the brain in the vat theory, which will really fuck with your head, where they're like, oh yeah, I'm not really alive, I'm just experiencing all kinds of sensations from being a big brain in a fucking jar. So that's a lot of it, that's interesting stuff. But yeah, I figured I'd let you guys hear this one out, just, you know, to kind of give you that perspective, or perspective that I've always thought about considering death. This is unfortunately my death arc of life. It's like an arc where I'm focusing on the beyond and death and passing on, and just a transference of energy, that sort of thing. I don't think it's meant to be like a final demise, but I think it is meant to be a... Because, you know, Halloween, or not Halloween, but October and all that was meant to be a period where we think about death. Like, that was really what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be a celebration of moving on and stuff like that. And even though we're still in the middle of November, or we're at the end of November, we're into December. You know, before we go into the holiday, and we're having so many issues right now. I mean, there's obviously, there was the pandemic, and there's all this people dying of the vaccine. There's all this crazy things going on right now, that life is uncertain. So maybe this will give you comfort in knowing that your loved one is still around. They're just, you know, in another place, like, literally. I don't know if it's heaven, I don't know if it's hell, but, you know, it's definitely a world where they can hopefully continue to enjoy their life, or maybe have a better existence. Maybe things are better for them there. I don't know. But that's pretty much what I have to talk about tonight. So I hope you guys got something out of this one, and this will be the Grimlord, and I am out of here.